Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's a football. It's a
football. If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And we are after a little bit of a hiatus back into the thick of the action. Because Vishal, we have spent almost two sleepless nights tracking the absolute mad midweek in the Premier League. It's been absolutely crazy, and yet it has barely altered the state of the title race. And that's the Premier League for you. Just to bring everybody up to speed, in case you haven't had nights as long as we have had the last couple of days. Liverpool drew 1-1 with Leicester City. Tottenham, of course, pulled out a good win against Watford. They looked like dropping points, but did well to come back because they among all the top teams, probably have had the most torrid week, crashing out of both the league both the cup competitions, just about 7 days prior. But the real action, the real surprise, and the absolute belter of a result, surely, Vishal. Like someone commented on one of the Premier League shows that this had consequences on the top of the table as well as the bottom of the table. And that result, of course, was Manchester City's travel to Newcastle United. Newcastle United 2, Manchester City 1. Vishal, explain to us what went down Tyneside.
Nobody expected. You know the thing about Newcastle and Rafa. I think the thing about Rafa Benitez more than the thing about Newcastle is you know what to expect from them, but still he manages to drill that squad down, which has no business in the Premier League, to be honest, to come and beat Manchester City at home. And I think that's such a great performance. Like, you do not expect it. I think everybody, including Pep Guardiola, Man City players, Newcastle players, Newcastle fans, everybody thought, okay, let's just go see how bad they come to Newcastle and beat us. But guess what? Newcastle could have one hell of a performance. It would have been so easy to, you know, lose this game before they started. But clearly, Rafa Benitez and his training ground tactics have continued working really well. And he keeps pulling out the result at the right time. Just when they're getting closer to relegation, he pulls that 3 points off. And the 3 points against Man City is so, so massive considering their teams in the bottom half of the table. I think this is a massive result for Newcastle. And it would have been a massive result for Man City as well. But like you mentioned, since Liverpool dropped 2 points at home against Leicester City, the impact is not as much as it could have been or should have been. But fair end with the end. And Newcastle, the biggest winner in the whole equation.
And this is something like we have talked about in the sense Rafa Benitez's ability to bring out the best in his team. But this is that weird passage of play in the English Premier League. And this is a very English thing that we talk about the festive period being congested. We talk about the festive period being the tougher part to negotiate. But this end of January, typically with the FA Cup and Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspur are also involved in the League Cup. All of these fixture congestion is something that's not talked about as much, but this is an extremely tough time to play football in England.
It is, in fact, worse than the festive rush, because the thing about the festive rush is you are out there and you're playing in the gap of 2 days with each other and you really don't feel the tiredness as much. But I think more often than not, the active lifestyle people will realize that the minute you get a decent rest between that rush is when you actually, when your body feels the heat of what has happened. And you can clearly see that, right? Like, you can see that across all the teams who've been active, be it Arsenal, be it Liverpool, be it City, be it Chelsea, everybody are losing. Just to injuries, everybody are not able to maintain intensity for a 90-minute window anymore. So the whole period is just crazy. And for the team who played for the cup on the weekend and they have to play again, it clearly showed, and the results were reflected in terms of what happened. So the absolute intensity of the Premier League, I don't think is human in any sense of the way. The only way you can really compare this, the Premier League is the only football league you can really compare to American sport level of intensity, where they're playing day of, for example, in NBA, where it's 82 games almost back to back. The intensity of the Premier League is just insane. And keep in mind, this was a World Cup year, and most of these players were active in the World Cup and went deep into the World Cup. So I don't know if it gets better for these players, because right now I think a lot of them are just hoping that the season ends tomorrow.
And if the season ends tomorrow, of course, we know that would end Liverpool's title drought, but not so fast. We still have 14 games left in the season. Liverpool's situation, Vishal, we talked about the result. Leicester City won, Liverpool won. It probably should have been a win. It was a goal given away in the injury time of the first half. Basically, the Liverpool defence switched off of what they were thinking would have been the last action of that half, and that was right if they had cleared the ball away to midfield. But of all people, Harry Maguire broke free and scored. A result, Liverpool dropped 2 points at Anfield, couldn't stretch the lead to 7 points at the top. How do you see Liverpool approaching the rest of the season? Because it still is a positive in the sense that they're still 5 points clear at the top.
Absolutely. I think Klopp needs to go and remind his players, because I think so you are right, the chance of going 10 points clear at this point in time of the season would have been stellar for Liverpool, but this is a definite missed opportunity, and it is very important for the players to really realise that it's okay, they still have 5 points, 5 point lead, which is no small lead at all, which is almost two good games ahead of City in terms of points. So this is when leadership needs to really, really come into play in Liverpool, where you need the experienced players to step up and talk to the players, talk to the young ones, and tell them that this is just a small slip and not really something that needs to be taken personally, because something like this can really cause a spiral. We've seen it with multiple teams in the past, where one bad result or one not even a bad result, but an average result can go wrong for the rest of the season. And you've seen this post-Christmas with Liverpool, where they have not been at their best. We've been against Crystal Palace, the loss against Man City, and now the draw against Leicester. So Liverpool really needs some characters, be it Van Dijk, be it Henderson, that he can contribute that way. So they really need some characters in the dressing room to really bring the team together and bring morale up. But they just need to not worry at this point in time and use the experience that they have. Like James Miller, who's been there, done that, really be crucial in something like this. So it's an interesting time. I think now it's down to mental warfare more than the actual football. Because if Liverpool, it's down to only football, Liverpool should win the league. But I think the mental side of things really kicks in now. And the fact that Guardiola and City have done this before might give them some edge. But Liverpool have the edge in terms of sheer points.
And interestingly, on this podcast, we have spoken many times about this fact that the league is a marathon, not a sprint, and how
Absolutely.
These little things accumulate, squad rotation, injuries, the kind of fixture strength and all that. I would just want to hark back to the 2015-16 season, and if you remember, we were talking about Leicester at that point of time, and around this time in the season, Leicester had a very pivotal game, they lost against Arsenal, that was around Valentine's Day actually, but how they bounce back from that define the rest of their season.
Absolutely, exactly. And because everybody remembers losing to Leicester, losing to Arsenal, and asking themselves, coming out confidently saying this is when we go on top and then the rest of the league. But Leicester were the team that came out and said, no, we're going to continue playing. And I think everybody, including up and the rest of the team, needs to step up at this point in time, not just in a footballing sense, but from a leadership point of view, there needs to be multiple leaders coming up and making themselves count at this point in the season. And that will really drive the rest of the season, because they do have some crucial games coming up, including West Ham the weekend, which the team which is on the rise, where West Ham have been playing quite well last week, so another challenge coming their way, and City themselves have a challenge
the fun bit is Liverpool have a match against Manchester United, and they have the Merseyside derby to come. So I mean, there is no way there is any relenting in the intensity, like you said.
They stand right now, considering the clear leaders in the Premier on top of the table. So it's just to lose. It's as simple as that. If you would summarize it, the league is there to lose. And let's see how they take from them.
And this is a relatively unfamiliar position for them. You mentioned a big game coming up for City, and we will, of course, at the end of the podcast, preview that big game.
Yeah.
But before that, Vishal, speaking of leadership, or mostly lack thereof, Bournemouth 4, Chelsea 0. I thought this might be a tricky game for Chelsea because Bournemouth have been good against some of the big teams this season. They have shown some good football. I thought they could probably take a point off Chelsea, but this capitulation surely speaks about a bigger problem under the surface than just the footballing reasons.
I think this is the perfect example of a model club. This is a club in absolute disarray. And no, Chelsea are not the model club. Bournemouth are the model club. with a constant manager, a manager who's been with them from when they were down in the dumps to all the way now where they're 10th in the league. A team that is, despite all the challenges, the financial restrictions, and the lack of capability in terms of competing in the Premier League, have competed game in, game out, played some beautiful football versus a team that splurges money, that has possibly some of the top players in Europe, has one of the top managers in Europe, who started the season well, and in a typical Chelsea capitulation, they have all of a sudden can't seem to find a good result against be it a top team, a mid-table team or a bottom team. Chelsea have really been put to the fire by everybody, including their own manager, including their own players, and we've always discussed this across the years where Chelsea's toxic nature does not lie from the manager, it comes from the players in the system, where no matter who the manager is, these set of players seem to give up or not play up to their potential at some point in time of the season, and it's showing again.
And I mean, yesterday was doubly humiliating for new signing Gonzalo Higuain, who had to come off after Chelsea were down 2-0, to be replaced by Olivier Giroud. I mean, it's just an omni-shambles at the moment, which is not something you would have thought of at the beginning of the season when they had a very high-flying start.
When you start unbeaten for almost 21 games, if I remember correctly, you set the pace in the table, you were competing well against all the top clubs, you were winning, you were flying high, and then came reality check, right? And here's the beauty of a reality check, right? Reality check tests characters of players, tests characters of managers, and separates the boys from the men. And so far, Chelsea have shown to be, I wouldn't say boys, but children, right? Because everybody's throwing tantrums, including the manager. The manager seems to be getting his tactics really, really off because you have the best defensive midfielder in the world in the sport, but you seem to be playing him high up front while you have Jorginho, who, as good as he is, cannot cope with the pace of the Premier League, cannot run back, does not have the feet to really keep up in the game. So there's lots of wrong choices being made. Sarri seems to be ruling Hazard out of every game by playing as a false number 9. And that takes away the impact of Hazard as well. And the players themselves are not standing up and being counted. There are no leaders in the Premier in the Chelsea team. There is nobody really stepping up and saying, okay, give me the ball, let me take control of the game. And at this point in time, the way it's going, looks like Chelsea is going down the familiar route of, hey, here we go again, new manager then. And at this point in time, who knows if they can find a manager anymore.
Okay, and they would really be scraping at the bottom of the Italian barrel at this rate if they want another Italian manager to come and take over. And finally, Vishal, we shift our focus, of course, to the big game this weekend. Well, big in the sense that this could have, again, huge consequences for the title race. It's Manchester City against Arsenal. A slightly resurgent Arsenal, trying to get their bearings, but against a City who clearly have wounded pride. How do you think things are going to turn out less than 72 hours after that other match?
For Arsenal, because over the last 3 weeks, they have pretty much lost every defender in their squad. They do not have a fit squad. They do not have a fit defense. And when City is, when you're going to play City, you do not only need a fit squad, but you need every player on the top of their game, especially after they've gone in, you know, taken a beating at Newcastle. So I really feel confident that as much as they might try to beat City in this, this is going, I think this is definitely going to be City's race simply because of the lack of Ben Arsenal. And Arsenal have signed Dennis Suarez on loan. Unless Dennis Suarez is going to play in center back, I do not know how this is going to solve Arsenal's problem. So let's see how this goes. City definitely starts favorites. But hey, they started favorites against Newcastle as well, so we don't know.
And speaking of starting as favorites, Vishal, how should Liverpool approach their trip to West Ham?
Liverpool really need to approach this trip to West Ham as a statement, trying to make a statement, because like we said, squeaky bum time, Liverpool has not been great post the City game. While they have been grinding out results, which is great in itself, let's give them credit for grinding out results, but you do expect that certain level of luck that they are currently to run out, and this could possibly be one of those games, right? But Liverpool really need to approach this game as saying they're going to go to London, they're going to beat West Ham convincingly and come out of this with flying colours, because they're confident in it at this point in time, because they're feeling the pressure. The teams are going at Liverpool right now. There are weaknesses in the Liverpool squad because of the injuries that they are facing. So there is opportunity for every team at this point in time, and Liverpool needs to really put a halt to them and say, listen, they are leaders of the table not by fluke, but for a very specific reason, which they have shown throughout the season. And they need to make that statement again at West Ham, and it's very important for the confidence of their players, I think.
And that would be quite a poetic place to make that statement, because that's how the season started, with a thumping win against West Ham, of course, in the more familiar surroundings of Anfield. But this could be that complete circle that Liverpool need to complete to go into that real crucial run-in, because there's going to be Champions League as well. So the extra pressure is going to come onto the team as leaders, and we'll see how they hold up. Of course, we'll be keeping a track of them as they go across this cauldron, as we will be of the teams from Manchester, and naturally, of course, the two teams from London, Arsenal being one of them. Tottenham somehow amazingly managed to always be the smaller part of the conversation, despite being one of the biggest gainers of this madcap midweek. But that's sort of their destiny. That's sort of their destiny for the time being. Nonetheless, we will keep a track of Tottenham Hotspur also on this pod. And if you guys can check us out on Twitter at SenseSoccer, you can follow us on AudioBoom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or you can subscribe to us on any of the podcasting platforms that you use. That's all the time we have for in the episode this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys.
See you guys next time.